a report out there that you guys have traded for Brian McKinney from Baltimore, the offensive tackle. What do you remember about him, the times of going against him this year and at other times?
I don't know. I don't remember. I have no idea that. Thanks for springing that on me. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Thank you for springing on me. I'm here just to not answer questions about Brian McKinney, though. I'm here to talk about our upcoming game if anybody wants to talk about that, but I'm not going to talk about Brian McKinney.
All right, well, let's talk about Tom Brady. Brady has Gronk now.
Yeah.
What does that mean, and how much of an impact can the tackles have from the inside at neutralizing the passing attack of the Patriots?
I mean, it can be key if we can get that done, and that's what we're trying to do this week. And every week is pressure from the inside. I think we did that good here this week, and we wanted to cross over into our upcoming opponent with the Patriots.
Jay, was it the big play? I mean, the long third downs. I mean, that had to be deadly for you guys. That way, you guys went back and saw.
Yeah. excuse me. Yeah, the third down plays and trying to get off the field is obviously something that we want to do every week. But it was at times there were certain screen plays we didn't stop, and we need to stop those, and that's a point of emphasis of our defense and of Coach Coyle, and it's our job, and we get paid to stop that.
Jared, as far as their ground game, I know Paul and Randy talked going in that you knew that's what they do best. They led the conference coming in. Did you feel like you shut down Fred and CJ pretty well for most of the game yesterday?
Yeah, for the most part, we felt we did a pretty decent job on that, but obviously there were more things to be done, and that's what we got to try to figure out on what those are and how to attack that and do those things better with the Patriots coming up this week.
Does frustration enter the emotions of this locker room? What are you guys feeling right now?
Yeah, you're never really happy when you lose, when you get an L. You walk into the building a little bit differently. But by the time you walk out, you really got to have a different mindset. So, by coming here and being here, you're being a professional. Raising your hand, not taking fault for what you did, but seeing what you did wrong and correcting it. So leaving here, you have a different mindset than you did walking in. Walking in, you knew that you had to look at and try to right your wrongs, or at least look at your wrongs. And then leaving the building, you got to leave with a positive mindset that this week we're going to prepare and win.
How difficult is it to come off that loss and then look at an opponent like New England right next in division?
Yeah, it's it's tough, but it's motivating at the same time. We have another opportunity for a division opponent the following week. After you felt like you played a hard-fought game and came up with an L, you can't really erase the first game, the first loss to a division opponent, but you can definitely make up for it here, and that's what we're going to try to do.